Very exciting times for Baltimore. It's the inaugural season of the new music director of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. We're welcoming Anthony Blake Clark, and the official season starts on Saturday, October the 28th at 8 p.m. with the program at Crosshair Auditorium. Such a pleasure to welcome you, Blake. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So the opening concert of the season, looking at musical themes of war and immigration, so that begs the question, what role do you think that music plays in these very profound world issues?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, actually, because it's something that we all wrestle with in the arts world, and what do we do with world issues and current events? And first and foremost, I think art uplifts one's human spirit. And, you know, we exist to entertain, and that's our one of our first primary missions. But really, art is a reflection of what we're all feeling, whether it's individual or communal. And so I think for that reason, it's really important that we as artists make sure that we have a message and that we reflect what we're feeling about what's going on in our world. And so I think art can be a really great and useful catalyst for change and for empathy and breaking down the barriers that we have between one another. And so for that reason, I'm really excited, and I hope that we always sort of once a year or more partner with an organization or an individual or a team to really tangibly say, this is how choral music can reflect and help people and what's going on in people's lives. And so I'm really excited to present this music that we're going to be doing that's sort of centers on refugees and conflict and peace and war. And so I'm really hopeful that we can sort of start a dialogue, and a dialogue where we're not shouting across the aisle at one another, but just a dialogue that sort of fosters empathy and really good constructive conversation.
So looking at the music, works of Bach, Haydn, Randall Thompson, and then the central piece, Handel's Dixit Dominus. Why that piece in particular to introduce us to you?
Sure. Well, the Handel Dixit has nothing to do with the first set, which is sort of more on the conflict and war and peace. The Handel, I chose, number one, because you don't hear it too often, and you don't hear the Bach Cantata, number 14, that we're going to do. I chose both of those pieces because they're very unique in the repertory. The Bach Cantata is a late chorale cantata written for 1735. It's based on Lutheran chorales, but unlike all of the other Lutheran chorale cantatas that he wrote, this one is actually never sung with the human voices. The chorale is always played with an obbligato instrument. So for that reason, it's unique and different and strange. The Handel is very unique as well. It utilizes a lot of Italian styles, but in many ways, Handel is being very forward-thinking in his writing. It's really crazy. It's a thunderstorm for 35 minutes, really. It's just very intense. And so in many ways, it's not very Handelian because it grips you and won't let go until the very end. And so, you know, I just wanted to introduce some really drastic things and some things that people haven't heard a lot before. I don't want to be redundant in our repertoire, but I really want to present interesting, fresh stuff. And I think everyone will be really surprised at how nimble and versatile Handel can be, and how interesting and fresh some of these things can be on October 28th when we present them.
It's such an exciting time to look forward to welcoming officially the new music director of Baltimore Choral Arts, Anthony Blake Clark. This concert on Saturday, October the 28th, starts at 8 p.m. in Crosshair Auditorium. More information is at baltimorechoralarts.org. Welcome, Blake. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Judith.